Would you like to see a treasure? Then let's go to the Saint-Loup Museum. Amongst the thousands of items that it contains, you'll find the Pouhon-le-Valet treasure. This consists of the arms and jewels discovered in the tomb of a great 5th century barbarian chief. The quality of the treasure is often compared to that of the tomb of Childeric I. Now that's saying something. The museum is very old. It was set up on the Saint-Loup Abbey site in 1831, and in the inner courtyard, this is interesting, you can see a dolmen, a menhir, and a polishing machine. The collections have filled out over time, with a major section given over to regional archaeology, a presentation of 13th to 15th century Thouars sculptures, a natural history museum, very good for children, and a very broad collection of 14th to 18th century paintings, including great names such as Watteau, Natoire, David, Mignard, Rubens, Bellotto, Fragonard, and so on. How did such works come to be here? Very simply, because a good number of these paintings come from the revolutionary confiscations that followed on from 1789. Now, you've all heard of the adventures of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, Merlin the Wizard, Lancelot and Percival, and you've all heard about the legend of the Holy Grail. All these legends and characters were created and idealized in the 12th century by Chrétien de Troyes, the most important writer of the Middle Ages, who is also considered to be the inventor of the modern novel. The street that goes along the back of the Saint-Loup Museum bears his name as a tribute, and the street that follows on from it, Rue du Chevalier au Lion, is named after one of his works.